This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
A very good morning to everybody and Selamat Hari Raya. In about 15 minutes, we'll talk about Baustit's 9 billion ringgit shipbuilding project with Mahalim Abbas, a freelance writer on defence sector issues. But before that, markets.
Yes, it was a relatively red day.
It was a relatively red day in the US. The Dow closed down 1.4%, S&P down 0.9%, Nasdaq also down 0.1%. Over in Asia, also red. Nikkei down 3.1%. Only Shanghai was up 0.04%. Hang Seng negative 2%. STI down 1.2%. And back home, KLCI was also down 0.4%.
So to expand on financial markets, we've got on the line with us our favourite ocker from down south, Jack Kuzi, Director for Strategy for VFS Group. Jack, good morning to you. Now, obviously, the tech-heavy Nasdaq and other tech stocks have seen a big rotation out of the sector. What is your point of view in terms of that development?
Morning, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. I don't think I've ever been called an ocker or an octer or whatever it is, but I'll take it. I've been called worse. It is. It's been a big rotation. There's no doubt about it. And as a tech-heavy person, as you know, and a growth-orientated person, I felt this rotation, with that no doubt. I think there are a number of reasons why we're seeing it. The first part is there is a rotation going on. Whether it's a long-term rotation, I'm still not a believer in that. And then there are a number of other factors. I think inflation and rates are taken into account. You know, we've seen the Fed and some elements of the Fed talk about combating proposed inflation, and that's not a good backdrop for tech investors because that means higher rates, and it's not necessarily a great place to be in higher rates. Now, I don't necessarily agree with that narrative also. If you look at, you know, 10 yields in 16, 17, when they were above 2%, it was actually tech that rallied during that time above all other sectors. But that's certainly the narrative we're seeing out of the market right now. The other one, which maybe isn't talked about too much, is the proposed Biden corporate tax plan. So we did see Goldman Sachs come out during the week and say that FANG's earnings would be decreased by roughly about 9% because of the tax rates or tax hike rates that are coming out of the Biden administration. What you also might be seeing at this point in time is because of the impending capital tax gains rate going up, you might be seeing investors choose to sell some of their stocks at this lower rate before the higher rate comes in. And if you look at the best growth stocks or the ones with the most profits, you're talking about your tech stocks. Now, the FANGs have held up reasonably well in this market, in my opinion. It's that thematic, higher growth, the cloud, the semiconductor areas that have been hurt the most and certainly have been hit in this last couple of weeks. And then possibly you're seeing a breakdown on some of these charts. You know, you're looking at a lot of these areas that are breaking down below their 100 EMA, and that's leading to a little bit of selling. So there are a combination of factors that are occurring. The rotation, inflation in rates, and this capital gains tax rate that's coming up within the US that are contributing to this broader rotation that we're seeing in markets. Interesting night for the Nasdaq last night. It did bounce off its lows and nearly finish in the green. It didn't have a bad month last month. You know, it was up 5%, but there's certainly some factors, and the market is trying to move through those and determine where it wants to be long term.
So, Jack, does this mean that we should just avoid tech for the moment then?
No, it's not. I don't believe so. Look, this is not about being in the market. Primarily, it's about being in right areas of the market. For me, if I break it down, where do I want to be long term? And I sound like a broken record. And like I said, now I am feeling a little bit of pain in portfolios and my clients' portfolios being overweight tech. Is do I want to be in industrials? Do I want to be in the reflationaries? Do you want to be an element of these banks and these regional banks that are being fueled by excessive fiscal spending and excessive monetary policy? My answer is no long term. I want to be in the thematic plays, the way the world is changing, and they continue to be growth and tech. But it's about having steady hands here. You know, if you want a defensive play, I still believe the big tech stocks are your best defensive play against any economic environment going forward. So, look, it's a rotation, whether it's a long-term rotation or not, I'm still yet to be convinced of it, but I still want to be in these areas. I actually feel like this is a buy-the-dip moment in some of these growth areas, particularly in cloud. I really like these cloud plays. They've been hammered very, very hard. I continue to maintain an overweight tech balance in my portfolio. And of course, I'm feeling the pain because of it.
So selective tech. But can I just get your distinction between US and China tech? Because we saw a bit of pressure on Meituan over the past few days. What's your view there?
Yeah, I mean, I've always said there's only two types of tech in the world. There is US tech and there is Chinese tech, and you should own them both. Meituan has been hammered, and Chinese tech in general has been hammered. And you've got to think about, these are some overarching factors. And this is why I point to the two divergences between these two economies. In the US, you have a go big, go hard, do whatever you can. And we're talking about excessive fiscal policy and excessive monetary policy. Throw as much liquidity at the market as you can. The Chinese have taken the different approach. And it's this different approach since November of no sharp turns, decrease liquidity, decrease asset bubbles in the market. What is happening in China is a playbook for the world. When you start to decrease liquidity out of your market, when the central bank starts to pull out its invisible hand and allows market forces to do what they can, you combine this with a tech crackdown, which I knew was going to be strong, but I didn't believe it was going to be this strong. And therefore you see tech in China off 30% off its highs. I think it's nearing the end. I think you're going to still see some targeted approach, particularly like, I mean, all they said about Meituan was you're under investigation. You're under investigation for one of picking two sides, and the market's thinking, you know, this could be another barber, and then it's a sell down. I see value in Chinese tech. I think you're going to see sideways movement out of China. I mean, the only thing that's rallying in China is your defensive and your non-cyclicals, which is not usually a good sign for a bullish market. But this has been a top-down approach to break down liquidity in the market, break down the power of Chinese tech, and really rein them in. Now, we may see this go on for a couple of months, but when I compare them to valuations in the US, I'm starting to see a lot of value. Meituan is one of those, but it is certainly. It was down 6% yesterday, 8%. We've got to remember the stock is almost up, you know, 500% from its all-time highs when you look at it from a year-on-year. This may continue, and it's been a rough road for Chinese investors. And as you know, I am a very heavy Chinese investor. I expect it to start to bottom out, but it's, you know, there's a lot of question marks around this area, particularly because of the way the government is going on about, you know, breaking down this sector at this point in time.
Yeah, so Jack, I mean, of course, Baba has lost nearly $300 billion in value as well. And if you say the bottom is near, we're near the bottom, right? On a dollar per dollar basis, should we put a weightage between putting money into US tech or Chinese tech? For example,
I think there's a $2
for US tech and $1 for China tech.
Yeah, I think you're starting to get in that area. You know, I look at your Barbers, I look at your JDs, I look at your Pinduoduos, I look at your Meishuans, I look at your Tencent. You know, Tencent below $600 has been, you know, a great buy for quite a long time. I'm not prepared to go overweight Chinese tech just yet. What I am saying is that the shopping list should be prepared right now. We should start preparing a nice shopping list of some of these Chinese tech names, and there will be a ton of time. Picking bottoms in markets is a very difficult thing. It's almost impossible. What you want to see is some sideways movement with a slight move up, and that would be my move into it. But I am definitely looking at Chinese tech as a real, you know, buy at these levels at some point in the next, you know, weeks and months of going forward. But I definitely see some value in comparison to their US counterparts.
All right, Jack, thanks as always for your time. That was Jack Kuzi, Director of Strategy for VFS Group. Now, what Jack was saying was very much echoes Joe Quinlan from Bank of America from a couple of days ago. He was just saying, you know, basically US megatech is here to stay. It's always a buy and buy on dips and keep it for the long term. And of course, Jack was very famously the person who said Apple's the greatest company ever. Right?
Although he was a bit more selective over his tech.
Yeah.
He didn't say everything tech.
That's right.
He was quite clear about that. which is a bit of a departure from the past.
Maybe he's feeling a bit subdued because he's feeling it in his portfolio, right?
Absolutely. He's not as gung-ho as he used to be, or at least 2 weeks ago.
Well, I think technology, there's no denying that it is and has been the great outperformer for the last 2 years. So if you're a fund manager and you're sitting on lots of gains and perhaps you're a little bit uncertain about the future, you're going to take some money off the table, right, and rotate it into other sectors which maybe to you seem rather undervalued. But I think Jack's point is that, you know, it's too early in the rotation. He doesn't believe it. He says just buy the dips. I think if you buy quality and where you see tech, where you can see, you know, continued growth, it's probably a good time to look at these counters. Especially he likes cloud.
Exactly. And get that shopping list ready, to shoot those bullets. Okay, 717. We'll come back after this with a discussion on Malaysia's 9 billion ringgit shipbuilding project. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.